You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to Live and Lead for Impact. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 167. Thanks so much for joining me today. I have an awesome guest with, man, a heart-wrenching personal story that she has used to motivate the impact that she is making. It is such an important impact. Her name is Tara Murphy, and she's the mother of two children with autism and founder of The Parenting Frontier, a non-attorney advocacy which specializes in appropriate education for special education students. And this is such an important service because it is so hard to maneuver through all the school stuff for our kids. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being here and for the awesome impact that you're making. So tell me a little bit about the work and, you know, what impact that you're hoping to make in the world.
Individually, I work with parents through their difficulties, primarily with school districts and also with insurance companies, to get the appropriate therapies and educations that their children are entitled to and that will make them successful.
That's great. I didn't even think about the insurance piece. That's a whole nother fight.
Yes, that plays into it as well.
So tell me a little bit about the experience that you've had that motivated you to make this impact.
Well, my daughter, my oldest, was diagnosed with autism, and she had severe behavioral challenges, so much so that there were times when we couldn't leave the house without a lot of screaming and difficulty. When she was approaching preschool, we were looking around at schools, and we knew that she could not go to a traditional school where all the other children sat nicely in a circle and followed directions and sang the songs. She was not capable of doing that. Mm. So we saw a specialist, got the diagnosis, and then ABA therapy was recommended. And we said, well, how do we get that? And they just said, oh, talk to your school. The school, or, you know, the public school district, told us that they had inclusion. And, you know, we thought about it for a day and thought, this will never work. I don't see how this is going to work. And they offered to have therapies after school. And we thought, well, she really needs those. That should be her school day. I don't think she's going to get anything out of a traditional school environment or experience. So,
and then tacking on therapies after, probably after already what is probably a tiring day. Can you go into a little bit what ABA stands for?
Applied Behavior Analysis. It's the usually the standard recommendation for a young child with autism. Behavior encompasses everything we do, even speaking. So even for a nonverbal child, ABA, rather than speech therapy in some cases, can get a child to speak by using motivation and incentives.
So really important.
Right. Speech is also important there too, but a lot of autistic children have an impact on their language. And if they're not speaking at all, which actually happened to my second child, I used videos to get him to speak. By getting him hooked on on videos, which I never wanted to do because I always said I was you know, not going to let them watch television at a young age. It's bad for their minds. But little bits of videos worked for him. I got him hooked. And then I stopped the video and made him say the first syllable, and then vid.
Mm.
And then video. And he said it because he really wanted to watch the video.
Enough motivation to, right. to do that work. Oh, how creative. Good job.
Yes, thank you.
So let's get back a little bit to what, your experience that motivated you.
Yeah, so it's a long story, but eventually we ended up in court against the school district because they were not providing what was appropriate in order to educate the child. And as we were going through this process, we had really no one to talk to except our attorney. We got an attorney to do this, but we didn't understand a lot of things and a lot of big picture things that were going on. And, you know, it's expensive to ask a lot of questions too.
Yeah.
So I started my group to educate parents and consult with them on what's really going on behind the scenes when they're meeting with their school and what happens when they file for due process, that in many states it actually means litigation, which scares off some people.
Mm-hmm.
Other times parents are very willing to go, but they don't understand a lot of things behind it. They just want to go, you know, get what they need and go home. And it can be a very long and lonely process.
Mm.
So that's why I started my advocacy to help parents through that at a lower cost than attorneys, because trust me, I paid for that for years. And I know that the cost has prevented a lot of parents from seeking help.
Oh, I'm sure. I can't even imagine how much you spent paying lawyers for all of that information and, you know, helping you maneuver through all those challenges. So important. And I, you know, disclosure, I've been a parent who's been, you know, working through trying to get services and support for a child with schools. And I had a similar, you know, similar that I didn't know where to go. I didn't know. And it's scary, and you want to advocate for your kids and you don't know what direction to go or what to do. And so I'm so grateful to you for you offering this support for parents.
Thank you. I realized this year or last year that I had so much knowledge that it would be a shame not to share it with others.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I, you know, I think, you know, I can envision how busy your life probably is. And so the fact that you're still carving out time to help others is amazing.
Thank you.
So what impact have you made that really fuels your passion? So if you think back to, you know, one of your clients, what's one that you kind of keep top of mind to help move you through some of the tough times?
One in particular I can think of who just, I could hear the light bulb going off and the pieces of the puzzle being put together and the parent coming to the realization that they needed, where they needed to start, you know, that they needed to go to a specialist. And when I explained how all of the pieces would fit together once they had a diagnosis, at least, then knowing that it all made sense was very, very nice to see.
So what was the circumstance for that? You know, I mean, nothing confidential or anything like that, but just in general, what was the circumstance with that family initially? And then what happened after they got your help?
In general, it was just a situation where they were not sure what to do to help their child, but the child clearly needed help. And
had they tried going to the school at all, or did they not even know like where to go or what to ask even within the school?
They were asking for things, but they were things that the school could easily say, oh yeah, we'll do that. And, get the typical runaround that a lot of parents get.
The word without the action.
Word without the action, right? Vague things. Mm-hmm. And that's when I said, you know, you need the concrete. You need something concrete. A report, an expert report, a diagnosis.
Yeah, you sure do have to get everything formalized. Those words don't mean anything, no matter how nice they sound.
Exactly.
At least based on my experience as well. Yes. And it ends up being, delaying what you're looking for. Because now you have to start the process. There's timing, you know, with everything. And, you know, if you miss a deadline because you believed in a word, now you have to start the process all over again. So, yes, heed the warning, right? Get it in writing.
Get it in writing and, you know, look at your calendar because, yeah, there are some things that you have to do on in a time frame.
Seems like 30 days is a lot of the deadlines. It was a lot of the, you know, 30 days to, for them to respond to request and then 30 days to do thus and such. So, so if in the meantime they say, hey, you know what, we don't really need to put this in writing because, you know, these are simple things and we should just be able to do those. And you say, oh, good, I don't have the hassle of following through these procedures. And then now you're beyond the 30 days and they're not following through and they're like, you missed the 30 days and then you get to start over.
Right. yes. The systems practices are very predatory when it comes to that. And parents who are not knowledgeable, well, their child ends up losing out.
Yeah. I remember, and I am not an advocate in any way, shape or form, but I remember I had a friend whose high school daughter had a situation going on and they were asking for an accommodation and same thing, the school made some promises. And I said, please get it in writing, please, please. And she's like, well, no, I mean, they really, you know, and I was like, okay, you know, and then sure enough, they didn't follow through. And she's like, oh man, why didn't I listen to you? And I'm like, I know, it always feels like, you know, they're just going to be super helpful and I don't need to formalize it.
One of the consultants I spoke to a few years ago said in a harsh tone that if it's not in the IEP, it ain't happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even if it is, you still better stay
even
on top
of
it.
Sometimes it doesn't happen.
Yeah, but chances are better. At least you have something documented to go back to if it's not happening. But there still can be a fight for that. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I would have loved to have someone like you holding my hand for sure. I mean, Google is, you know, a little helpful, but, you know, she's not too responsive. And there's so much information to get through to try to find your answers. So it'd be so nice to have someone knowledgeable to talk to.
Well, back then when I was looking for, answers besides professional answers that the attorney would give me and to see what have other parents' experiences been. And I Googled and I really didn't find much. I found maybe one blog where a parent said, oh yeah, I had to go through that. It was terrible. But I think that because it often involves minor children, people don't publicly discuss it. Mm. And that prevents a lot of the discussion. I do try to keep my children's affairs private as much as I can, but I think now that, you know, this needs to be discussed more in public than it has been.
Yes. Yeah. People need to be aware. So what's the biggest internal or external challenge that you've had to overcome and how did you overcome it?
You know, I feel I can overcome any internal challenge. The external challenges are the biggest problem. In my state, it's political factors that end up working against parents the most. And there's not a lot that one parent alone can do about that. And that's frustrating. So some of what I also do is try to get other parents involved, talking to your representatives, talking to the big so-called advocacy groups, I won't mention their names, that rake in a lot of donations, but you don't really hear from them on this issue. And, making a push for change in that regard, because, part of what I did was, I filed complaints at the state level, wrote to my representatives alone, and they were either ignored or complaints dismissed. One parent alone, is not going to make a difference. So that's the external challenge, and that's the biggest thing. I'm still working on figuring out a way to overcome it. And I think, just talking about it and getting more parents talking about it and waking up to the realities is probably the way to do it.
So, wow, you have been an advocate for your children. You're supporting others who are advocating for their kids. And then on top of it, you're working to advocate on a larger scale.
Yeah, because otherwise nothing's going to change.
Yeah. On your website, which is theparentingfrontier.com, do you have a way for people to connect and get information about how they can combine efforts to advocate? Or is there a place? I know I'm just off the cuff asking that one. Or is there a place they can go? I mean, I'm feeling like if we need a collection of voices, where do they collect and coordinate?
That's a good question. I should probably add links to that or a statement about contacting your representatives. I, of course, have my own intake or my own contact form. But
yeah, that might be good in case they find you. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a good idea also.
And verbiage, they can just copy and paste. Make it easy. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that's a great idea, Kirsten. I will add that to my site too, because it is necessary. And some of these groups, make it seem like they're helping, but on this issue, they're just very, very silent.
Yeah. Well, I'm so grateful for the work that you're doing, and how do you keep, stay motivated and moving during tough times? That's got to get, I guess, if you allow it, or there's got to be times when the frustration has to get overwhelming.
I just think outside the box. After all this time, I think, okay, what haven't I tried? What have I been afraid to do? Well, you know what? I'm not afraid anymore. Now's the time to do it. So
that just do it attitude.
Yeah, it's a just do it attitude. It's more of a, well, what have I got to lose now?
Right.
Is someone going to hate me? I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm going to write about this. And I got one article published on a popular state blog about educational issues. And they published my piece on the school board insurance issue and how they use it against parents. And I have another one in the works about the 30% winning rate of parents in court.
Ugh.
And, not that it's surprising, but what factors, which political factors play into that, and things that a lot of people don't realize.
So what is the, can you go into just a little bit of detail about what's the board insurance and using it against parents? Is that what you said?
Well, yeah, school districts have an insurance for defense against cases that parents bring against them for inappropriate education when we disagree with a placement of their special ed children. With any diagnosis, it applies. And they can choose their liability limits. In the case of my district, they have $100,000 legal coverage per case, 3 cases a year.
Oh my gosh.
And as far as I know, only, myself and one other family have brought case against them. So they're well ahead of the game.
Yeah.
And through an open public record request, I also found out that the attorney that they're using through insurance, because the insurance company provides an attorney for them, is charging or is getting paid way under what mine is getting. Mm. And this is an attorney with about 20 years of experience. So, which is another discussion in itself. You have to wonder why they would take rates so low.
So you're already up against this pool of money, and then their pool of money is being used even more efficiently because they're paying so much less per hour. So you're also losing the battle of hours.
Right. So it used to be the case years ago that they would settle most of these cases. But when they have coverage like this, there is no incentive for them to settle these cases.
Yeah.
So when I was first starting out, you know, some people tell me, oh, they'll settle that. They should settle that. They usually settle those. And it didn't. And we sat around waiting and we thought, oh, we'll get a settlement. And never happened. And, you know, and then the light bulb did go off for me.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I just can't imagine all that you've been through. I hope that it brings you some satisfaction being able to pay it forward with all the information that you have and help others.
Well, you know, I think, we have a unique perspective on it. And even my husband has helped me see things that I didn't even see and that were going on. And that's helped me to be able to put the thoughts into words and, you know, whether it's writing a blog about it or something I discuss in the podcast, then if it helps one person, I'm thankful.
Yeah, that's great. So, we have to get you on Clubhouse. Can't wait.
I need a phone upgrade.
I know. We've talked about that offline, but oh man, your ability to reach additional people there would be wonderful. So, what words of wisdom do you have for others who want to make their own unique impact?
I would say, don't be afraid to speak up. Don't be afraid to confront corruption if you see it or you feel you've been a victim of it. And don't be afraid of what anyone thinks about you.
Yep. That's good advice, because so often, even, you know, our intentions are good, we're up to good things, but people have a misunderstanding or their own fears or their own maybe feelings of inadequacy because they didn't take a stand, you know, whatever it is that's causing them to act out towards you because you're working to make an impact doesn't really often have that much to do with you anyway.
Well, excuse me. You know, sometimes in towns, there are groups of people who just don't want to believe anything bad's going on. And everything's great here. My experience is great. How could you say anything otherwise? Mm. And, you get snubbed. Mm. And, at first I thought, I'm not going to get invited to the parties and stuff. And now I say, good, I'm not getting invited to the parties. That's a badge of honor for me.
Well, I hope that you have a tribe around you that is more aligned with, and more knowledgeable or at least more compassionate.
Oh, I have better gatherings, trust me.
Yeah, good. I was hoping so. That's good. Well, so thank you so much for everything that you've shared today. And again, for all the work that you're doing, pouring your heart into helping others maneuver through what you've gone through and making it easier and, you know, for them. So it's amazing. So if you want to find Tara, go to her website, theparentingfrontier.com. And this link will also, and some information about her services will also be on the show notes. You can go to defeatthedrama.com and then click on the podcast site and go to episode 167. You can find all the show notes there. If you're struggling with anything around making your own unique impact, anything around leadership or communication, relationships that are zapping your energy, please reach out to me. You can schedule a free 30-minute leadership breakthrough session by going to defeatthedrama.com/call. I would love to connect and give you some strategies. Until next time, get out there, make your impact, and make it a great day.